Believe in Yourself is my CD. It got up to number 3 on iTunes. And I'd like to keep it up there, but I'm just happy. Thank you, everybody who went and bought it, you guys.
I've not only listened to the album once, not twice, but thrice.
Go to allthingscomedy.com. Go to allthingsrecords.com and pick up your own copy of Believe in Yourself, also available on iTunes.
They kicked me out because they thought I was a gay hooker.
Right.
I'll make them good kids smoke crack. I'll make them good kids.
You smoke crack?
That's like my whole career, man. I smoke crack.
So you really smoke crack?
I smoke crack.
Hey, everybody. The Naughty Show podcast is about to begin.
What do you want me to do?
You've been doing it. I should just not say anything.
Oh. Well, what have I been doing?
You know, like, because when the music fades out and you kind of, like, I want you to kind of say something that maybe I can, like, cut so I don't have to lay two tracks over music.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
But
all right.
This is better. This is even better.
This is, yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm glad we brought tons of attention to it, and I shouldn't have pointed it out at all.
Yeah, I don't
You've
even know.
Doing
I was
a great
job. I just do my thing, dog.
Yeah, good.
Just
Sam,
keep living, Sam.
Sam, you're not a dog. You're not a dog we keep in the yard. You're a stray. Go do your thing, baby.
Oh, uncalled for.
No, that's a cop. That's for what you're saying. I'm trying to be nice.
Strays are better than dogs in the yard.
They've got better attitudes when it comes to.
Strays have better attitudes.
You didn't let me finish.
They're totally like skitsy.
They
like
have better attitudes when
POWs
it comes.
POWs are like, oh, yeah leave
let,
me.
You let them do their thing. That's what I'm saying. Let you do your thing. You don't get near the stray. Let him do his thing.
A lot of anger from the last episode. Garrett's holding on this. Really upset. I enjoyed his midget with a knife joke story.
What happened, guys?
I don't know. I got bad news in the middle of the show,
oh.
And I just got to deal with it. Big show. Very excited. This week, out comes Believe in Yourself, my second CD. It will be out on iTunes, put out by All Things Comedy. I'm lining up all these podcasts, and it's you know.
Which ones? Do you want to plug any of them?
Well, I'll be going back on Jason Ellis' show on Sirius on the 22nd.
Awesome.
I'm very excited about that. And then I'm going to go, Red Band's going to get me on Rogan's show.
Nice.
Hopefully I'll do that. And then that will cover most of your Death Squad people.
Yep.
I'm going to try to do Burt Kreischer. I'm trying to get into podcasts I've never done before.
Right.
Like I did Occasionally Awesome with Kevin Christie.
Nice.
And Nick Youssef.
And so I'm trying to find other ones.
Burt Cass now on All Things Comedy as well.
Yeah. I'm setting that one up. I'm just trying to find, like, I like to go on a couple nerdy ones.
Yeah.
See how we interact.
Yeah, see if you stuff them in the locker.
Can we get into something crazy?
Sam, yeah.
Please.
I talked this on Occasionally Awesome. Gerard Carmichael, did you hear what he did?
Yeah.
Shot his first television appearance
is
a one-hour HBO special shot by Spike Lee.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
In the OR at the Comedy Store.
Wow. That's crazy.
So awesome.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's crazy.
That is history. That's the stuff of legends.
That's awesome.
It's mind-blowing and couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah.
The dude's a nice – the kid literally hugs everybody.
Yeah.
He's a nice kid. If he wasn't nice, he'd be getting fucking flamethrowed right now. But everybody loves this kid, and they should. He's the nice guy. He's smooth jazz. You watch him like, okay, this guy, just give him his place on Mount Rushmore. It was just a boom. It's just smooth jazz. Not going to say anything. I love pissing people off. I don't know why. I just do. When I get on stage, I love to rattle cages. He's just smooth jazz, dude.
Well.
It's crazy.
That's nuts, though.
I mean, no one's ever shot a special in the OR. That is the most sacred of
sacred. That's great, though. That'll be fucking great.
Dude, I've watched people leave that stage wondering what they're doing in comedy.
Yeah.
Like, why am I here?
Sure.
What just happened up there?
Yeah.
I've seen everybody get humbled there. Humbled, dude.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck? What just happened in there? It's just a weird room.
That would be great if they shot it like with no real push for an audience. They tried to just make it real natural so there were like maybe, you know, 40 people there on an off.
What I want to do a special where I time lapse the entire room because I always go up last where it's packed.
Oh yeah.
And you just see
what you end up with.
People, and then it's like me and 10 fucking people too drunk to drive.
That would be great. If you had it time lapsed where
call it too drunk to drive.
all the other comics going up, coming down, going up, coming down, and you just see people moving around.
You'd be like, dude, you won't hear any of your jokes. You won't see anything. You won't even know if the crowd loves you or hates you. It's going to be you on stage for 3 to 5 seconds.
Yeah. Wow.
And then just, all right, welcome your final count, Sam Tripoli. And I just got to power through it.
It's the Tripoli way, though, right, Sammy?
It's the Tripoli way.
That's the... But the show's a Tripoli. Let me reach, let me read, right?
Yes. Before we bring in our guest, which I'm very excited to have him on, I wanted to talk about this thing.
Sure.
About this Michael Sams thing that's kind of been going out that...
Yeah.
...is a really big deal.
Yes.
And this kid gets... This young guy gets drafted, and he's the first gay guy to get drafted.
Yep.
Openly gay guy. And, you know, I personally think there were some calls made to those final seven picks going, listen, draft this kid. He's the defensive player of the year in the SEC. I think he's going to do well. No one else is projecting him even to make the team.
Well, the truth is you're not going to hear a lot about him this year at all because he's just a fucking rookie.
Like Manti Te'o.
Yeah, exactly.
You heard nothing.
Totally. It'll be pretty similar to that.
You heard more from his invisible girlfriend than you did about Manti Te'o.
Yeah. The fuck was that guy's name? Tuwasa Sopu?
Oh, yeah. Just catfishing motherfuckers.
Tuwasa Sopu.
Yeah.
His Dr. Phil was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
You gotta feel bad for, like, Samoan trannies.
Tuwasa Sopu.
Because they just can't. They're all trannies and moo-moos. They're just huge people.
Oh, like no one's passable.
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
I get
say
it.
Hi. He's like, oh, you're a Samoan in a fucking, in a woman's dress. What is going on
here?
Yeah.
Like Bugs Bunny in a dress is next to him.
Yeah.
No, I'm not buying either of these.
I live in tranny area where it's like Hollywood's this interesting thing because it has the highest ratio of donut shops to tranny hookers in the world. Like if you find a donut shop, you will find at least
as long as it's not like a corporate donut shop, as long as it's one that's like Roger's Donuts.
Like
there will
donut
be
time
a girl with
tits like
and a
that.
Dick there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or some, I mean,
the kids love tranny hookers.
And sometimes the tranny hookers, you're like, Jesus, pick a different thing to try to be. You're like, you look like Manute Bol. You're like, what are you doing?
But I'm getting,
and they just have like a pink dress on, like taxi.
The reason I bring this up, this whole thing with Michael Sam, because I feel like I really don't care if he's gay.
Yeah,
I feel really bad that when you watch him get the call, none of his family's there. We're the guys of everything. It's like, this is a major moment.
Well, but do you think there
was
any...
Not even that he's gay, but this kid in this kid's life.
But do you think there's anything to the idea that maybe he was even trying to embrace, like, his boyfriend over his family in that moment?
No. It's universally known. His family's pretty much disowned.
Oh, they disown him. I didn't
really?
Know that.
Really?
Oh.
And I didn't even.
Oh, I didn't know.
I mean,
know
I was
that.
Making jokes about the whole situation on Twitter as soon as it happened. But I feel like his moment was taken away from him by ESPN, who just is constantly showing this kiss.
They're the worst.
They're the worst.
They did the decision and then talked about how bad the decision was forever.
Yeah.
That, like, it's the same shit. They love to do that. They love to create the controversy, talk about the controversy forever, and then talk about,
create
boy,
the controversy.
Why are we always talking about this controversy? Why can't we let it go? Tom, why can't we let this thing go?
No other kid, did they show any other guy over and over again making out with a significant other?
No.
No, they did that to bait everybody
because
they knew everybody was going to go nuts.
Yeah.
And then they were going to do a segment about everybody going nuts.
Yeah.
But this is the same channel that thought it would be a good idea to have fucking Chris Broussard still work on a channel after he openly shredded Jason Collins.
Yeah.
And if you... Listen, man, I don't think you should have to like gay people. I have no problems with anybody.
No,
you
just
should
fuck
just
them,
be
I agree.
You just should understand that they should have the rights of anybody else. You don't have to be like kumbaya. I just don't think that's how it is. I just don't think that someone has to like somebody, but they have to recognize that they have the rights of everybody else.
But ideally what this does a little bit is it kind of cracks the door open to getting to that point at some time. Because this has been painful. This has been ridiculous.
You can't sports. Are a huge part of the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
Allowing blacks, not only because they were great athletes, but to be in the sport, you were watching these guys in your living room. So in a weird way, this was the first time anyone let black people into their living room. And then it just became this thing where they fucking saw it all the time. It just became commonplace.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what it is. I mean, by showing the kid, but the gay movement has been totally different than the black movement. The black movement in sports, which was really just, or any kind of movement, was just, they were just, let us in and we're going to be quiet, we're going to do our job. With this, it's not the same. It's like, let us in! We're here! We're gay! We're loud! We're proud! It's like, just, you know, like, and Michael Sam...
He shouldn't have said that.
Mike, what's that?
So Michael Sam shouldn't have gone on record saying what you just said. I thought that was a little too much.
But Michael Sam's was like, I'm just a football player. But yeah. ESPN's not allowing him to do that.
No.
They're making everything else but his football the issue there.
Totally. They're the worst.
Yet they still have Chris Broussard working there.
Well, Chris Broussard should be fired because... For many reasons.
Do you think Chris Broussard should be reporting on Donald Sterling's racism?
He's terrible. I think he's terrible beyond what his remarks. But his remarks were crazy. It should never get involved. It should just never be involved that deep. That's one of the problems. That's why I hate when like journalists are like, follow me on Twitter. It's like, bitch, just read the fucking news.
Yeah. I just, you know, the person who took it the worst this weekend was Michael Sam's white boyfriend. You knew that asshole got shredded. That
dude,
that guy's ass.
He
got
fucked
crushed.
Like the player of the year that night. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, there were a lot of sacks that night.
That's the first thing I've understood that has been talked about in the past 10
minutes. Oh yeah, that guy.
Like, yeah, Chris Broussard, right?
I mean, he really did pick a little twink too.
Oh
it's
yeah,
great.
And they're like, well, it's probably the other way around. Nah,
it fucking better be. Otherwise, that guy like deserves a house. Get him a fucking house with your first rookie contract.
The one thing about Michael Sam's is that he's not going to have to deal with groupies trying to get pregnant.
No, he doesn't.
He's going to be able to keep all that cash.
Yeah, right. You're assuming it's not going to work out. I think they seem really happy.
Well, we've had Sean Plowski on here. She does nothing but gay tours, and they're like, they all fuck around at each other. Like, that finger skate guy got a divorce. They were going to get divorced. Like, they made rules, like, no jerking off in front of other guys. It's like, it's a weird kind of fine print.
On a surfboard?
Yeah.
That going back and forth to get that legalese must have been fun.
Dude, there's no way two guys in the game, just knowing men, is there any way two men in a relationship are just like
monogamous?
Yeah. Is there any way?
There's a way. There's a way. But it's highly more doubtful than in a relationship where a guy is a girl. He's like, no, the rules are this. If you have two dudes, like, so, do you want to just go fuck our friends? Like, yeah, let's go fuck our buddies.
I was just thinking that. Talk about it. I don't even think. Okay, I'm going to bring in our next guest. Right. I'd love to hear his whole
crazy.
Point. This is one of the. I love this guy's style. I think he does these hilarious videos. He gets hundreds of millions of views on YouTube, and we'll talk about. Did they take his page down? Because they did that with me. And, I mean, hundreds of millions. And, like, he's a great guy to talk about all this political correctness. I mean, his YouTube channel is amazing. You've heard him win the big three. Every time they do a big thing in the main room, he's always there. I think he's great. And I'm really excited. Please welcome rapper extraordinaire, Rocka Rocka Ali, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming on, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man. Ain't shit else to do.
Yeah. Well, you just moved here from Detroit, right?
Yeah.
And how's it going?
It's cool, man. You know?
How is sun, fun, and hope?
Yeah, it's all there, you know. We got the hills, we got the sign, we got, you know.
Is it a culture shock at all? Is it like...
No, man, because like every time I came to visit L.A. in the past, you know, when I was in Hollywood, when, you know, I'm shaking hands and rubbing elbows with all the industry people, I'm thinking like, this is the real me, you know? This is where I belong.
Felt right.
Yeah.
You know, this is my true self. So Detroit is where I felt out of place.
Yeah, L.A. is the place everyone hates until you move here, and you're like, you know, okay, the traffic's bad, but this really isn't that bad.
Yeah. It's fuck like them haters, man. Why are they talking shit? See, you they got to talk shit from some other city because they can't come here and say it to your face.
Oh, it's 100%, dude. They're just like... LA's fans are the worst sports fan in the world. Yeah, because we got 90 million other things to do.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we'll go see a sports game, or we can go to five other concerts going on, or we can go do this amazing comedy show, or we can just go do blow on a coke.
There's also a castle called Magic Castle here. Yeah. Might go to that.
There's a million things to do.
We got Jack in the Box, Carl's Jr., all that In-N-Out Burger shit you never see anywhere else.
Now, here's the thing. Where'd you move to?
I'm Hollywood, in Burbank. Burbank. I'm here. Okay, I'm right here. You know, I want it to be close to Playboy in case I got the phone call.
Yeah, I'll get you the phone call, dude. You should come on Playboy Radio. You should have your own show.
Can I just say, hold on. Can I just say, you know, Playboy, to me, I grew up in a time when there was still dial-up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You had to... There was no Google Chrome with the incognito window. You know what I'm saying?
I grew up when there was magazines and fucking VHS tapes this fucking thick.
Yeah.
That were impossible to steal.
Yeah.
You know, that
or
your mom
when you
always...
had to watch like the cable cracks and just hear a girl like, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You'd be like, oh, this will do nicely.
Playboy, though, is just an interesting brand, man, because it's like girls, it's almost like getting your doctorine in hottie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, I'm a playmate. I'm made for life.
Yeah.
You know how bad you have to fuck up to be a playmate and basically lose out in life?
But it happens.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll figure out.
I used to do kids' birthday parties with one. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's a girl who made bad decisions.
Bad calls.
Like when you drive in L.A. and you see a 9 waiting at the bus stop, that's a girl who's making bad life decisions.
Or got a DUI.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
which
but
is
even
a bad
then,
life decision.
Even then.
Yeah.
Somebody could be I mean, like, there's so many rich guys that would pay that girl to take her problems away.
Yeah.
So if you're a playmate and it doesn't work out, that's a decision you made.
And if you're a playmate and you're listening, you know what I'm saying, and you are out of money, I mean, you are just broke. You fucked this up real bad. I think between, like, all five of us in the room, we could get some bitches.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why not, dude? Yeah. Let's make
Especially
it happen.
Especially me.
Yeah.
Let's make that into a contest.
Build a little house or something?
The bunny that fucked up. We're going to save her.
Yeah.
That's to be some real shit, man. Okay. There's like decades
We'll
worth.
Set that shit up.
And then we'll put her
Assuming that we didn't piss everybody off here and we have a show next week, we'll set that up.
Oh, right.
No, start with the 80s playmates because those bitches fucked up.
Yeah. How'd they fuck up? They had it good.
Yeah.
The 80s were still good. There was like Playboy was still kind of like edgy. I mean, like, but here's the thing about Playboy. It's like you could... you can see a Playboy at your grandma's house. That's the beauty of Playboy.
Yeah.
It is acceptable, like, porn, which is great, which is why it's one of the most amazing brands because it is literally a thing that reaches both men and women, which is very rare.
And grandmas.
Grandmas, too.
They love it.
Yeah. So I'm just like, it's an amazing thing. And these girls, you see porn stars with Playboy bunny tattoos on. You're like, oh, you missed, didn't you? You tried.
Yeah.
You went for the star.
How old were you when you got that, hon?
Yeah. You took what's behind box number 2, and that's interracial gangbangs.
Yeah. Shit.
Right? I ain't judging. Listen, I'll tell you this. I like playmates more. I like porn stars more than I like reality stars.
Yeah. Yes.
Reality stars are useless people.
Yes.
On their way to being porn stars.
Yes, sometimes yes.
Yeah, I bet you porn stars kind of feel like stand-ups do now about all these like has-been celebrities taking their jobs.
Oh, you mean like when sex tapes accidentally get released?
Yeah.
Like when Octomom was like, I'm ready to enter the porn business.
Yeah.
They're like, Jesus Christ. This,
you know?
Yo, I watched Playboy TV one time. And there was actually a bunch of reality TV show stars from like the VH1, I Love Flavor Flav people.
Yeah,
like
surreal life stuff.
Yeah, I Love New York. Yeah, like not even washed up celebrities, just like people that are only known for trying to fuck Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
These people, they all ended up on this show where it's like, you know, one house, you know, four people, co-eds, what's going to happen? You know, one condom, you know, and they all end up having sex like under the covers. But well, you get to see some titties.
The Love and Hip Hop one now, one couple put out a straight up porno. It did really well. And the reality producer's like, yeah, put it out. And like, that's a huge thing. Like a television show endorsing a porn.
Yeah, it's time. We're ready.
I need one. I need to get, hook up with like one of them YouTube, you know, Jenna Marbles or one of them.
Explain to me, Jenna Marbles. Are you a fan of hers? I'm not.
I'm not a fan of anybody on YouTube. They're all a bunch of hacks.
Who do you hate more, YouTube or Vine celebrities?
I don't even acknowledge Vine celebrities. I don't even acknowledge that they're celebrities.
I think it's a sign of where TMZ's going when they start doing stories on Vine. So you're like, okay, you're running out of
people. Is Vine still popular?
I don't know, man. There's a girl that did this naughty show before she blew up. And she has like 6 million followers.
But it's peaked. It definitely feels like it's...
Well, it's useless.
Well, yeah.
It means nothing. You're famous off of 7 seconds?
Yeah.
6.
Ugh. Yeah, be 5 seconds if it was my sex tape.
Yeah.
Boom.
Ding, 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 ding.
Do you do that after sex? After you blow a load, do you do that? And you do the air gun to the chick? All right, your fans are called Nuckas?
Ruckus Nuckas.
Ruckus Nuckas. He's looking at the paper. No, you call these people Knuckles?
I'm trying to
walk
do
me
a real
through the Nuckas.
Here.
Ruckus Nuckas
are you,
for life.
Do you have some hot fans? Female
if
ones?
You're into like 14-year-olds.
Well, some people are.
Sam, don't answer that.
I will. I'm not. No.
You got your
I
lawyer.
I have a rule. I'm not into underage, married, or Russians. Won't do it.
Okay.
That's my rule.
But I know this 15-year-old married Russian that you're just going to love. You have to fuck this chick, Sam.
Yeah.
No.
Why? Right. The policy.
Yeah. The Ruckus Nuckus, you know, I always joke that they're so young. But now I've been in the game for like 5 years. So some of these kids, they were 13. Now they're like 18, 19. They're going to college. And when I see them in the streets, they're like, dude, I grew up listening to you, bro. Smoke some crack.
Yeah.
You changed my life.
And now I smoke crack.
Yeah. I'm just glad, you know, I could reach these kids, you know.
You can always tell by if a drug's good or bad by if anyone made any great art on it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
made what?
Any great art.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, no one's like, dude, I smoked some crack and I just put out this fucking amazing... Fucking really?
Yeah.
You smoke crack?
It's like all I've ever. It's like my whole career, man. I smoke crack. That was my first song. I should have brought that in.
So you really smoke crack?
I smoke crack. Red, white, and black.
So let me tell you, I smoked crack once in my life, and I just moved here, and I was living in a weekly. You guys ever, you know what a weekly is? That's in LA where it's like you move there when you don't have enough money to get an apartment.
So
you're about to become homeless.
Those, in Seaside Heights, like when I lived at hotels and you pay by the week, would that be
Well, they
comparable?
Do it because you can only stay there 3 weeks in a row and then they got kicked out because if you stay 4 weeks, you get renter's rights.
Okay.
Oh.
So that's why it's just all these crazy.
So that's when you come in with like a toothpick. You're like, about this continental breakfast. gonna be honest.
They kicked me out because they thought I was a gay hooker.
Right.
One day I got a knock on the door, and they're like, you got to go. I'm like, why? They're like, you got to go. Two huge black guys just came in and started throwing my shit in a bag. I'm like, okay, dude, I'm going, but what am I going? We think you're a gay prostitute.
They like, have to say gay?
Yeah.
They're just like, we want you to feel bad about it.
I'm like, why? They're like, because every night you leave, and you just go out in the streets. I'm like, because there's no air conditioning in here, and I'm fucking sweating. They're like, no, you're a gay prostitute. I'm like, okay.
No, it's just crack. It's just crack.
So anyways, the guy down the hall is like, hey, do you want to hang out? I'm like, yeah, I got no friends here. Why not?
Yeah, you want to bang for money? I'm a gay prostitute.
Suddenly he just starts fucking, he gets a pipe, and he's just like. I'm like, what are we doing? He's like, oh, dude, it's crack. I'm like, oh, okay. And I hit it once. I'm like, I'm smoking crack. Fuck this. Crack's so bad they didn't even come up with a cool name for it. You loved crack?
I love me some crack.
You still love crack?
I smoke crack!
Such a weird over here. They're like, you don't really.
Who is this guy?
Who is this guy? So you write a lot of albums on crack? I mean, I'm sure you just must go for days.
Yeah, like an album a day, man.
Yeah, that's shit. Pretty good.
People wonder how I got so many fucking YouTube views. I'm fucking pressing refresh for fucking 3 days straight.
Oh, man. Now, how'd you get involved with the Big Three? That's how I mentioned before that, and I would always hit you up going, hey, dude, if you're ever in L.A., come to the show. And then one day you hit me up. You're like, hey, I'm going to be in L.A. I'm doing the I asked you to come down to my chair, my karaoke pole dancing championship, but you couldn't make it.
That's like a version of this show where there's lots of girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I get the disappointment.
I mean, you got your lovely co-host.
Yeah,
she's
fully
great.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah.
I can't.
You got some magazines.
Thing.
Yeah.
Here's all it's like, I don't know who wants porn stars, who doesn't want porn. That should be the new rule. Would you like porn stars?
We have a checklist before you come on the show. I mean, I would have guessed he wanted porn stars if I had to guess.
I want a job where I can go home at night and have something to beat off to.
That seems fair.
That's a good job.
That's not a lot to ask for.
No.
There's a lot of those jobs.
Evidently, this is not one of them.
Okay, dude. We will fucking, next time we book you, If this goes well, we will.
Okay, big if.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We'll pack it with porn stars. We'll pack it with crazy ones, too. You'll see so many fucking assholes you won't even know. Finally, someone who do you like assholes? Are you a fan of the female asshole?
Is there any other hole?
Yeah, well, that's well put. Finally. Finally, somebody sees the importance of the butthole revolution.
Oh, my God.
I think it's great. I just all day. I would just say,
we know you think it's great.
RoboCop, our security guard, every day is like, is there going to be buttholes? I'm like, I don't know. If Rocco whips out his asshole, there might be a butthole.
Yeah, I don't think that's what he had in mind.
Okay. So how'd you get to the big three?
You know, I was really a fan in the first place. I saw Windy City Heat back in the day, and, you know, it's just the greatest movie. And then I started listening to the podcast when they started doing that, and they had a big auction. They said, hey, we're trying to raise money to build a new studio, so we're going to give away Perry Caravello's signed neck brace, signed by everybody, and a bunch of other shit. And you get to call in the show and leave a voicemail. So I was like, yo, I got to call in the show and, like, you know, just talk shit to Perry. That's all I cared about. The bid, you know, went up a few a few hundred bucks, and I'm just like, I am fucking.
And you're high on crack at this moment.
Now stop smoking crack and just bidding. Right. Fuck all y'all. So I ended up paying, you know, a nice chunk of change, and I won the auction, and I got to call in and leave a message, and I'm like, fuck you, Perry, motherfucker, you want to fuck with me? And Perry's like yelling back at the recording. He's like, what? You piece of shit! I'll fucking kill you! And so, you know, after that, you know, ended up playing one of my songs on the podcast that I wrote.
What was the first one?
Perry's Gay.
Perry's Gay.
Perry's Gay. Yeah. And, you know, it's you know, it was the first of
Well,
several.
It's not true. I mean, that's the thing about it. Is,
well, he never denied it.
He's never denied it. Never denied it.
Exactly. Okay, well, tell him exactly. I mean, we've had Perry on the show. I tried to see if we could get him on the show tonight just to see what could go on.
That would have been
but
so
there's
good.
Some controversy.
Yeah, there's some big controversy.
There's some big controversy.
There is?
Yeah.
In the big three world.
Huge controversy.
Oh, my God.
Well, I just was on Perry's Twitter earlier. Perry used to follow me until today when he freaked out and then stopped following.
Whoa, why?
He a lot of times he's a social climber, Scaremaster. So he's a lot of times looking for like a new project and he thinks he found it. But he's wrong.
And what is it?
I don't know. He doesn't say. He never says.
And you told him, no, dude, stay with the big three?
Yeah, I wanted to know his soch, and I told him to stay with the big three, and then he stopped fucking unfollowed me.
He's followed and unfollowed me three times.
Yeah. Which is very, very important to Vicky.
Holy shit.
If you're on the show, just to let you guys know, and you don't follow her, it's very hard for me to get you back on the show. I had to fight to have boyfriend back on the show because she unfollowed Vicky.
She unfollowed everyone, including you and the show.
Oh,
and
did
him.
You go through all my followers?
No, I went through all of hers.
Okay, well, we'll have a talk with her.
No, I don't want to do that.
No, we're going to.
Oh, my God. Now you're making it weird.
Yeah, that's why we're going to talk about it.
This was specific to Perry.
So do you think Perry is gay?
He never denied it, so, you know, if in doubt, yes, he is.
Now, he let a guy suck his dick, or did he suck someone's dick?
I think he sucked someone's dick, but I get confused by that.
I can't remember. They're never sure, but I think he
probably
did. He sucked a dick, and a guy jerked him off, I think. Yeah.
So that makes you gay, or bisexual, or just down for a good time. What is it?
Well, he did it for SAG vouchers, which I'm sure you know.
That's the only way to get them.
Yeah, you either have to, like, go work for 3 days, or you can just suck a dick.
Yeah.
So either way,
make a
right?
Vine video or blow a casting director.
Yeah. It's like six on this hand, you know what I mean?
Well, we had a dream on the show that we were going to do a naughty show and get Perry to cage dance during it, but Vicky vetoed it because it was going to cost us $1,000.
Yeah, I didn't veto it. Yeah, he wanted $1,000 to do it, and my whole thing was our podcast could sure use a lot of shit like equipment or t-shirts, and should we really raise $1,000 and give it to Perry to cage dance?
Do you think you'll ever be able to stop the beef with Perry?
You know, if he stops starting shit with me, then
what's he doing?
You know, he's always talking shit.
He talks a lot of shit about Rucka. Yeah, which,
really?
Well, because Rucka has—I mean, everybody in the big three world is a huge fan of Rucka, including people like Dominic Monaghan and things like that. So celebrities, I think Perry's a little jealous of that. So I think he kind of like he comes at him a little bit, and he just responds. Rucka responds with songs. I mean, that's just how he does it. He lets his music do the talking.
Perry doesn't understand, like, real music. Like, hip-hop is, like, real music. Perry's into, like...
Is there any way we could hear that song, the Perry song?
I don't think we have it that queued up today. But,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. For another show.
Yeah. You can hear it on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's on the internet. You know, listen
Perry's
to the,
gay. Perry knocked yeah, over the table.
It's out there. Yep.
So you're like a social media outlaw in that you're always. Did your Twitter get taken down?
Yeah.
Did your YouTube get taken down?
Everything I've ever done got deleted at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
You know, it sucks, but it's kind of a test. Like, are you, what are you? What do you stand for? You know what I'm saying? Are you a MySpace page? Are you a Twitter page? Or are you an entity? That's what I like to say. And, you know, MySpace deleted my shit back in the day. And somebody told me, hey, man, it's over. It's over. And I said, fuck that. And I started a new MySpace page. And now who's laughing now?
Yeah.
Me or MySpace? Who lasted long?
Not MySpace.
Is there anybody you think could save MySpace?
Tom
couldn't save
Well, no. Justin Timberlake tried to bring it back.
Yeah.
He spent like a good close to $1 billion or some shit.
He was fresh off of bringing Sexy back. He was like, MySpace.
Look what I did for Sexy. I could do it for MySpace.
His balls got too big, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe now's the time for MySpace to strike because everyone's fleeing Facebook.
You know, I liked MySpace. You know, you had your pictures and you had your fucking favorite songs and shit. I didn't really, your top friends, top eight. I didn't see what the problem was. But
Facebook,
everyone...
Facebook made the mistake that MySpace did. It became too much. Mm-hmm. There, you know, you go on your Facebook page now, it is like you're a day trader.
Yeah.
You got eight different fucking things going on. I don't want, you know, give me, dude, the first page, white page, simple as shit. Now, Twitter did eat one better because they made so you I can follow you, but you don't have to follow me, which is the best. But now they're already starting to fuck with their designs because they got to generate revenue. And then that's going to go to shit. Now, I'm really upset because whatever new thing happens, when I come on, I'm the guy that ends up ruining whatever that new thing is. When, like, 18-year-old girl's like, ah, creepy old guys are on this. That's not, I'm going to fuck it all up. So I'm done. Twitter's it. Twitter's my last hurrah, and I'm out.
And even they're starting to make shit complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to generate money so people buy their stocks. And just like everyone's like, no, we kind of just like it to, you know, follow porn stars and find out what they're eating.
Yeah.
By seeing their assholes.
I like the porn. I like that Twitter has been like, no, we're going to let nudity.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's way better.
Vine died when they're like, no more nudity. They're like, okay, why am I here?
Well, yeah. Vine's stupid.
Vine is stupid.
Vine died because it's stupid. Ironically, it's a vine, and it died.
Are you on Instagram?
Yeah.
I love Instagram.
Yeah. I put my shit on Instagram. It's cool.
All right. You sound excited about it.
Yeah.
I just like it. I like to use it to like alter pictures and to post to other stuff, but I don't really chill on the Instagram app usually, you know?
Yeah. Some people are into that shit. They're just following everybody. Like, oh, my God, did you see what Rihanna posted? It's like, you know, I don't got time for that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I got rocks to fucking buy and sell. And
so how's the crack buying going in L.A.? Is the crack better than Detroit? Is it hard to find a new crack dealer?
You know, it's like the media always distorts it. Like over back in Detroit, they tell us, oh, you go to Compton and, you know, there's so much crack dealing and crime. But then I come out here and they're like, oh, you're from Detroit. We're afraid of you.
Yeah.
Our news people are telling us don't go to Detroit.
Yeah.
So it's all bullshit.
Compton isn't nearly as bad as NWA tried to make it out to be.
Well, it's gotten a lot better, though.
Because why? Because hipsters have moved there?
No. I just think it's not as crazy.
No, because all them crazy you know, crack dealers all had hit rap records, and they all moved to the hills.
Yeah. And now they get made $1 billion like Dr. Dre.
Yep. Ice-T, all of them.
$1 billion.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a good amount.
I mean, no rapper's ever gotten that. For those headphones that aren't even that good.
Master P doesn't have any, like, hundreds
I think
of
Master P's broke, dude.
Oh. I mean, I saw him on MTV Cribs. That's what I'm saying. But you know
but
about...
But that's all bullshit.
You know about the credit cards and all that shit, too. So you could borrow a lot of money and it catches up to you.
No. Do you know what Pauly Shore did? When he did his Cribs, he ran to the fucking Standard and begged them to give him furniture to put in his place so it looked like it was a badass crib.
Can I get some furniture?
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but that's Pauly Shore, and now we're talking about Pauly Shore versus, you know, Master P.
I don't know if that's that different.
All right. Master P produced music. Pauly Shore did what?
Produced jury duty.
Okay. All right.
In the army now.
All right. Yeah, listen, I got love for everybody.
Pauly Shore's the best.
Yeah. He's a child of God. Let's just
He's great because he was on a Disney film. He was in a Disney film and he brought a porn star to the red carpet movie premiere.
What movie?
His last big one. You know, he brought, who's the fucking hot blonde that blew her brains out?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Mm. Yeah, she did it, like, right after this, too.
Well, I don't want to connect too many dots.
Disney destroyed him, and she, boom, blew her brains out.
That's a, wow. Boy, things aren't good.
So you're a Master P fan. What other rappers are you
You know, I like real, like Dalai Lama, you know, Tickle Man. That's, like, real true shit.
Who's the fake shit?
The fake shit is like everybody on the radio, you know, like fuck that shit.
Really? It's all shit?
That's all the white man telling you what hip-hop is supposed to be, man. Like Rucka Rucka Ali is real hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody, what makes it real?
Everybody in the crack? Like crack, you know what I'm saying? I live it, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody knows, like in the industry, everybody knows like real hip hop.
What I would like to do sometimes, a very special episode of Naughty Show where we get Rucka some crack, have him smoke, and just anything he riffs goes out in our new album. So we just like, I'll buy you the crack, you bring your buddy who could crank guitar, and you just crank out 12 songs.
Yeah.
We just put it out on iTunes.
That's what's up, man.
Sounds like an hour.
I would
on the
love
telethon.
To do a show where everybody's on some kind of drug, but everyone's on a different drug. Like you'll be on crack.
I think that's the show we're doing right now.
You'll be on weed. You'll be on Molly.
No.
Roofies.
Cocaine. I want. E.
What is this? A drug draft?
Well, I want mushrooms then.
Yeah.
You're on mushrooms. I want to do two porn stars on Molly. Do you think Playboy would be okay with that?
No. Well, we're getting no
the
response.
Questions seem to go over well.
He's taking cyanide over in the next room.
So we do that. We just have a fun show.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody seems to be down with that.
No, I'm in. I could take mushrooms next week. Let me know.
Now, you got banned on YouTube. What happened? You were going after this guy from One Direction?
Oh, well, yeah.
I thought that was the Twitter.
It was the Twitter?
Wow, we got some Ruckus Knuckles.
We got
Knuckles
in the house.
Yeah, so there's a group, One Direction, and there's a guy in the band named Zane.
Oh.
And
I've been reading it wrong all this time.
And he's a Muslim.
Oh, so you don't like Muslims?
Well, the song I wrote is about Zane Hussein.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's any celebrity similarities, because at the beginning of my video it said celebrity similarities are coincidental.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Draw your own conclusion.
Yeah. So apparently a bunch of 9-year-old little twats are so big on supporting terrorism that they took the song offensively and they went and freaked out and in droves, like all the biggest fucking, mercenaries of the Direction Nazis. We're all leading the charge.
You went to war with the Direction Nazis.
They went to war with me. I was just making music, you know, doing my thing, smoking my rocks, and just, you know, telling the truth.
I mean, you just want to smoke rocks. What does that make you a bad guy?
I know, right? So they flagged my Twitter page en masse. I mean, thousands at once. And it takes a lot to get a Twitter deleted. It's not like Facebook where, like, one guy needs to say, I don't like this, and it's gone the next day.
Yeah.
This is like, I was verified on Twitter. I had the little blue check marks. Like, this was...
Shit was real.
Yeah. And
real.
But it got deleted from all the flaggings, so that's it. Got a new Twitter page again, you know? But some people would say, oh, it's over. That's it, you know?
I didn't want to say it.
There goes my Twitter. You know, I'm saying, fuck it, you know?
Look up. Yeah.
Google Rucka Rucka Ali. Google R-U-C. The letter R-U-C. First suggestion. Rucka Rucka Ali.
That's how you know you're good.
Yeah, three letters, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a stock trading.
I get excited that I go on like iTunes and I'll put in The Naughty and we're like top thing.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's good.
That is important.
That's good.
Yeah. That is exciting.
A little more than three letters, but still.
Yeah.
That's good.
We're getting there.
We're not Rucka.
We want The.
Stick with it, man.
We want
but
The
make
to
sure
be
Twitter doesn't get deleted in the meantime.
It would be fun to watch you go through when the letter gets to your show and you're like, you? Oh, damn it. G. Shit.
Now, what were you saying about this guy that he thought you were talking about him when you were really talking about this other guy?
He did 9/11.
So, I mean, He might have.
You never know.
I mean, some people got questions.
I honestly, there's a lot of red flags around him.
Yeah.
Always ask him.
I mean, with the crack logic, it's probably all there.
It's at the end of Loose Change, too. They really do sort of like float it out. They're like, maybe. Yeah. Zane Hussein?
Highly acclaimed documentary. So yeah. Zane was probably involved.
Maybe. Implicated.
Yeah. What were some of the lyrics?
Zane Hussein did 9/11. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
And so just 9-year-olds went crazy.
They
on
did
you.
Not like it.
They don't understand it.
They don't
that
understand.
That was their first taste of sarcasm.
They don't know real music. That's the problem.
Yeah, they've been retarded.
Yes.
By their parents. They've been coddled.
I blame the school system, but yeah, that's. You know, it probably starts
school
at home.
System, by the time they get to school, they're already a foot in the grave. They're already done. Stick a fork in you. They're already stupid. They're getting coddled. You're starting to see it more and more. These kids have zero drive. They just want to be handed everything. From day one, they're told they're the best, even though they haven't done anything. You're the greatest at this. I haven't even done it. Still, you're the best. And then they just grow
no
up.
No participation trophies.
And they can't. Oh, dude. If I ever have a kid, he will never go home with a second-place trophy.
Whoa, all right, second place?
No.
He's walking?
Okay, I'll give three. I'll give all the way third place. But there's no everybody gets a trophy in the Tripoli household. I will fucking chuck that thing. That's the way you get better.
And he'll be like, Dad, go to your fucking Playboy radio show and let me play my fucking soccer and get my second place trophy. Go to your fucking booby show.
I'm going to pack this with fucking fat tits. They might be fat chicks, too, next time you come on. But
yeah.
Now, your YouTube channel was removed. Do you like fat chicks? What do you like? You like to smoke
fat,
the rock and do what?
Fat women of color.
You love black women.
Woo! Large, like 400 pounds.
Oh, huge women.
You know what I'm saying?
What's the biggest chick you've ever been with?
Like take picture the two fattest bitches you ever seen and, like, put them together.
Oh, my God.
Like one of those from, like, the cover of the tabloid where it's like, this woman is missing.
And carved out of her home.
Yeah.
Like, what's eating Gilbert Grape's mom, but black?
So, like, imagine another mom ate Gilbert Grape's mom. That size.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Sounds like a World Star Hip Hop exclusive right
so
here.
So you had to go to her. This isn't someone you met out on the town.
Actually, I'm kind of well off, so I had her imported.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Flown in.
Yeah.
Wow, like Operation Dumbo Drone.
Yeah. Wheeled in.
Wow.
You know, the airline companies couldn't get insured, yeah. But.
So you think Big Mama's house is a porno. You like to beat off to that.
Hell yeah. Well, yeah, that's my shit, man.
That is a demographic that if you were in the fat black chicks, you could make a killing. You know, because that, is anyone going on, like in any websites, go, man, I just hope I meet fat black women.
There's some guys.
There's so many Craigslist ads for BBWs. Well, do you think they reply to my emails?
No.
No?
Well, you don't got to go on the internet for that. You just go to the post office or some shit.
Yeah, but once in a while you'll see.
And where are you shipping this? To you, girl.
Yeah.
What?
Let me get your address.
Some people consider the post office like a bar.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're drunk. You live around here? What do you want to mail?
You're hot.
Hell yeah.
With their big fingernail.
Yeah.
And I'm not in too much of a hurry to do anything.
Yeah.
They could not go slower there.
Don't give a fuck.
I once got my toe sucked by two 300-pound chicks.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. Wanted to suck my toes. That's just
they probably just wanted to eat. There's no food around. So like, just,
what are you doing that ranch sauce? What are you doing that ranch? No, you can't pour them on my toes.
Getting a little bitey over there.
What was the circumstances of that?
I was young. I was in Vegas.
He just everybody smoked crack drinking. In a hotel room.
There's two fat chicks there, and they're like, "Can we suck your toes?" I'm like, "Okay, that's never done that before." And they suck my toes.
Wow. I'm thinking about what Steve Byrne said about your feet, and that's why I'm in our last episode.
They're not that bad.
Okay.
They are hobbit feet.
A little bit.
I do have hobbit feet. I have weird fucking feet. Long, narrow feet. Wow, that just came to a screeching
conversation.
It was too visual.
Apparently, we can't talk about my fucking great feet.
Well. Sorry, I just zone out once fat black bitches come up. Goodbye.
It's a magical place. Yes.
Should we do a song?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Let's do a song.
Yeah, let's
do a
song.
Are you waiting for me to start? Or
no,
you...
I'm just trying to see. All right. Yeah, let's do a song.
All right. So this has never been heard before.
Oh, it's, wow. So it's an exclusive.
Exclusive. World premiere.
Shit. This is great.
And it's from my upcoming album that I'm working on. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Does this album have a name yet, or is it just kinda...
The working title is Rucka 2.0.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. I like it.
So this is new
world
shit.
Exclusive. We don't have a world excuse. Nothing? World! Is everything okay?
I think he's falling asleep at the wheel.
He's pissed we don't have tits in here either. They're like, dude, how am I supposed to spank it?
Yeah.
Why do you think he's so low? We can't see why he's behind here. He's just all the time just...
Yeah, man, it's a cool-ass job when you got a bunch of porno mags.
Yeah.
Or do we call it porno? Is it like adult entertainment?
It's called. They're called illustrated magazines.
Okay.
Snatch Illustrated.
So I got guitar player extraordinaire, classically trained, Drew Aaron.
Aaron, everybody. Welcome. Yeah. Do you have a Twitter or anything that they can follow you at?
Yeah, I do have a website, drewaaron.com.
DrewAaron.com.
Who knows if anyone heard that because he doesn't have a microphone?
We heard him. Oh, DrewAaron.com. Right. Check him out.
All right. Could the microphone pick? Is it picking up his guitar?
Let's hear it. Do we hear it good? You hear it good? Should we move it closer? Gareth, why don't you get up? Oh. Okay. Make our guest do it, Gareth. Are you comfortable?
Gareth's like,
all right.
Very. Okay.
All right. So we're going to do that Goomba song. All right. This one's called One Up.
I'm excited.
Yeah, here we go. One, two, motherfucking Goomba. Feel that shit?
Yeah.
That's some real music right
there.
It is. You don't hear that. Where did you ever hear some shit like that?
I want to order breadsticks right now.
Here comes a motherfucking Goomba. Here to steal your hoe. When you find that bitch, she'll be pregnant for show. Sliding through crack pipe, jumping over shells. Just another motherfucking day in hell. I'm a Dago. Sipping a can of Faygo. Munching magic mushrooms makes my day go better when a letter from the princess says, save me, then a nigga's gonna bust some heads. I jump on them, and I crush them bitches. My grumpy-ass brother, Luigi, wishes he could be like me. He'll never be like me, because I'm a P-I-M-P. I got one up on you, so bitch, fuck your crew. I got the flower power fireball, bust you in two. I got the rape cape flying to escape real smooth. And all my haters can taste this goo. I got one up, what's up? Yeah, I got it made. I got 99 lives and a bitch to save. And all you bitch made suckers wanna fuck with me? I jump on you and stomp your face. Mario! Lopez! Cut my grats! Grazie! Here we go. Second verse, y'all. Second verse, shit. Little android man with scissors on his dome. Never trust an android, cause I got an iPhone. Turtle with the wings, think a we could play some games. Got a couple skinny turtles tossing around a boomerang. The plant with the teeth. Living on a vine with no mind and no conscience. He eats what he could find. And them ghosty ass niggas seem to be deaf and blind. Till you turn your back on them, they creep up from behind. Never mind the baby Goombas killed before they ever lived. Spilled their blood for my convenience. I could never be forgiven by the turtle that I murdered. The one I took this cape from. What is it inside of me? I'm trying to escape them. Escape from running to the right. Always running to the right. This endless cycle of excitement that I like to call a life. And when I die, I'll try again. Pretending this time will be different. I'm addicted. is something I could never fight. I got one up on you, so bitch, fuck your crew. I got the flower power fireball, bust you in two. I got the rape cape flying, do escape real smooth. And all my haters can taste this goo. I got one up, what's up? Yeah, I got it made. I got 99 lives and a bitch to save. And all you bitch made suckers wanna fuck with me? I jump on you and stomp your face. I got one up on you punk ass, broke ass, duty dog, good for nothing motherfuckers. Suck a dick, ho. Cover some real game. Get on my level. I'm in a secret world, but I'm from the ghetto. Yo, who took my bitch? Now I'm joke, a trick out. I run this shit. Now you ain't shit. I got one up on you, so bitch, fuck your crew. I got the flower power fireball, bust you in two. Everybody got the rave cape flying, new escape real smooth. And all my haters can taste this goo. I got one up, what's up? Yeah, I got it made. I got 99 lives and a bitch to save. And all you bitch made suckers wanna fuck with me. I jump on you and stomp your face.
Yeah. That was fucking great.
Oh my God.
Awesome. Dude, you're the best.
Yeah,
that
really.
Was fucking
That's
great.
So great. That was such cool. A great fucking idea.
It was aight.
Yeah, it was alright. Cool.
That was badass.
It's great.
Man, you are so good, dude. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Well, you know, that's some new shit. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
People saying, oh, Rucka ain't making no new shit. You know
and that's
saying?
An exclusive, Sam. I don't know if you made it's that exclusive. Clear before. I don't know if you heard the sound effect.
Well, we do a bunch of crazy stuff in here. I'd love to have you back sometime when we do some fucking huge, crazy, insane shit. Like, we just had a big 200. Man, he might be good for the live show we're going to be doing sometime soon, dude.
Yeah, that's what
totally.
I was thinking.
He'd be great to have as a judge, too, huh? I'm not going to give any details, though. Oh. I'm going to keep it between us.
Okay.
But we do live shows all the time. We do live naughty shows, and I'd love to have you in on the whole thing, dude.
Cool, man.
We'll have you back. We should come up with another contest soon.
Yeah. Those are the best.
Tits. Assholes.
Maybe some BBWs. Maybe some crack.
Crack
I don't know.
Rocks.
Hold on,
smoke
dude.
Smoke them. Do a blindfolded taste test with some crack.
Oh, that's nice.
On, dude.
Yeah.
If I can get you crack... And fat black chicks. And we do who's got the best fat black chick ass. Will you be it? Will you come down and judge?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got to make that happen. I got to make that happen. The excitement just fills the room over there.
Yeah.
Have Vicky email some people.
Yeah, I'll post an ad. It's been going really well.
All right. So you can find them at It's Rucka and ruckasworld.com. Rucka Rucka Ily, you killed. I know you got another song. We're going to go out on that. What else do we got?
Go to naughtyshow.net, and you can check out all our links. You can click the button for iTunes. Go there. Leave us a 5-star review, please, and go to allthingscomedy.com.
Dude, the best. What do you got?
Nothing.
All right. Again, this will be out. Okay, I will be in Anchorage, Alaska at Kill Coot Charlie's the last week of the month, so I'm very excited about that. And I might be going back to Toronto soon, so we'll figure that out. So we'll see. We'll see. Exciting stuff. Get the album. It's on iTunes. Believe in yourself. I hope you love it, dude. It's an hour of just chaos, and I'm so excited about it. So I hope everyone enjoys it. Let me know what you think. 5-star reviews. Give it to us. And without further ado, another world exclusive. Nothing. Rick's not even listening.
Oh, there he is. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take this
sound effect. Bing bong. Yes, hello. This go out for all the real MCs. The real MCs is all Chinese. Run to your bitch, I say so. Do you like hip-hop? I am big rapper. I smoke crack when I'm trapped in the crapper. You want snack? I have egg roll cracker. You and me is like orange and apple. I the best, no, you not good as me. No one cook good Chinese food as me. You wanna be like me? You better run, go hide in a tree. I the master, you the student. I cook good fried rice, you ruin it. I am Bubbles, I King Kong. I go ching chong, ding dong, bing bong. Konnichiwa, motherfucker, I crazy. You other rappers in the game don't faze me. I angry when a bitch don't pay me. She go, oh, help, save me. If you write hip-hop, you will write this. I said my kids pickpocket you, steal your wrist. Watch, you stupid. You get pickpocketed by two kids. If you write hip-hop, I am Tupac. You could go suck two cock. I just say, bitch, stop. Drop on the floor, put your hands in the air, bing bong, back for a new verse. You fuck around and I put on you a curse. Ooh, it hurts. A rucka 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 buffalo wild wings. With your ning, garuffalo, Miles Zing. I tried to sell bootleg of Lion King. Now I accuse of running two pedophile rings. Have you ever heard a Chinese child sing? This is the way we make Nike shoe, Nike shoe. Rubber dub, I'm in the tub. Splish splashing like a thug. Playing with my rubber dub. Do you bitches wanna fuck? Beep, hero, this wonton Paris. We import wonton from Paris. We grow our own beef and carrots. Come and eat, you faggots. If you like hip-hop, you will like this. I send my kids pickpocket you, steal your wrist. Watch, you stupid. You get pickpocketed by two kids. If you like hip-hop, I am Tupac. You could go suck two cock. I just say, bitch, stop. Drop on the floor. Put your hands in the air. Bing bong, bing bong. Yeah. Everybody know Chinese people invent hip-hop. It was stole by Brackman. Like my 92 Toyota Corolla. All you fake MCs cannot spit fry rhymes like this. I spit for you today. Thank you. Come again. You gay. If you write hip-hop, you will write this. I send my kids pickpocket you, steal your wrist. Watch, you stupid. You get pickpocketed by two kids. I just say, bitch, stop. Drop on the floor. Put your hands in the air. Bing bong, bing bong. Bitch, stop. Drop on the floor. Put your hands in the air. Bing bong, bing bong.
That was a nice show. This is the Nas Show, Playboy Radio. That was Rock Ali. We'll see you on the other side. Take care. Great show, guys.
Yeah! Windy City Heat! 10 years! Let's go way back in the day.
How far back?
Way back!
2003!
A new movie came on TV! About a sports PI who just wants to find a stolen fridge. Perry was a kid with a dream and a fake disability scheme.
Can I get some furniture?